entire way has been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Rav David Ben Rav Zecharia Hochberg Gezal Chof Vov Elul 29th of September Rav Chaim Yitzchok Greenblatt the Simonim on Rosh Hashanah.
May seem slightly triviality. But the Gemara says, Horius, Simone Milsa, Simonim are a significant thing. And in fact, the Gemara says, Omar Abaya, Le'oilom, Yeherogil, Le'mechal, Berei Shato. Karov Rubio Karati Silka Vitamra de Simone Milsa. A person should always be accustomed. Yehirogil Lemechal Bere Shato. All these different types of foods, gourd, leeks, beets, dates. The Simone Milsa. Reishato, the Gemara's Loshon is you should do it Reishato, the beginning of the year, which is the reason why we do it. On the onset, as soon as we come home from shul, we wash. Reishato, we start with Simone Milsa. Machlokes, which should maybe you learn during the halacha shurim. Three shittas. The Eliyarava says one should do it on both nights of Rosh Hashanah, one should do the hantog of Simonim. The Eishel Avraham says only on the first night. The Sephardim, there are Sephardim who follow the Kaf HaChaim, who says that the Gemara says, Yeherogil Lemechal. Yeherogil means you should be regilus. So they do it in the day meals as well. Both nights and the day meals. Yeherogil Lemechal Simon. The Mogen Avraham says that it doesn't have to be those Simonim which are mentioned in the Gemara, those leek and beets, and it could be anything which is a Simon. Like I remember as a child, we always used to be told that in France, they have bananas because bon année is a good year. But banana, however you say it, is banana in French. It doesn't have to be the simonim which the Gemara mentions. Anything which is a simon. However, the poskim do say that one should keep to the minimum, the Gemara's. The Gemara's simonim, one should keep to the dates and the leeks, things like that, one should keep to the Gemara's. We have a massive machlokes, and I want to, fascinating machlokes. What is the inyan of Simonim? This whole inyan of Simonim, Simone Milsa, what is the inyan that lies behind it? There's a huge machlokes. The opinion of the Shloh HaKadosh. The Shloh says, it's not so much the eating of the fruit. It's not so much the eating of the vegetable. It's not the eating. The Shlah's got the opinion, and Shabura brings it down. It's actually the tefillah, the yihiratzoin, that's accompanied with the eating. That means that when you eat the fruit, it's supposed to be ma'ayra you, remind you it's Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it's the yihiratzoin, shetachadish aleinu shon. It's the tefillah, which is the main part of the simonim. That's the Shlah's opinion. Shabura brings it down. And he is supported, the Shloah HaKadosh is supported by the Me'iri in Horius. The Me'iri says, what's the inyan of Simonim? He says, you're going to come home for Rosh Hashanah after davening, holy davening, and you're going to start eating, you're going to forget it's the holy day of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, bring Simonim, and you'll daven in your meal, you'll say Yehi Rotzen in the meal, and the tefillahs will remind you again it's Rosh Hashanah. says the Mi'iris. That's supporting the Rosh Hashanah, the Shlah, it's the Tfilis. It's interesting, that Mi'iri over there in Hoyrios, that Yud Beis says, Yehi Ratzoi Milfonecha Sheyistalku Oyveinu. Sheyistalku Oyveinu, the Mi'iri says, it doesn't just mean the physical enemies. Oyveinu says, the biggest enemy of a person is his Yetzara. Sure. So we daven Sheyistalku Oyveinu, our enemy, he says, the enemy is the Yetzer Hara. So it's a spiritual filler. Not, of course, it means the physical enemies as well. But Yehirotzim ulfanecha Hashem elekeinu. We say the Shema Malchus, the cowboy, and Abu Dram Shabur brings down. You say Yehirotzim ulfanecha Hashem elekeinu velekei aviseinu. Don't be afraid to say Hashem elekeinu velekei aviseinu. What about all the subsequent simonim? So the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo says you can say with confidence, don't worry about saying Shem Hashem. For each and every one of the simonim, Yiratzim Lepanecha, Hashem Elekeinu, Elekei Avoseinu, Sheyibus Choyaseinu, whatever it may be, you can say the Shem Malchus, the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and each and every one, and each and every one. Is the Chassidish Pshat in Simonim. Maybe I'll just tell you the Svas Emes. It's a real typical Chassidish Pshat. The Svas Emes says the Inyan of Simonim is to be Mahapach the Gashmias to Ruchnias. We want to take a food and say Yerotzen and Rosh Hashanah. We want to change even the Gashmias into Ruchnias. So by taking food and saying Yerotzen, then it all becomes Ruchni. But the opinion of the Shlah is it's the Tefillah. It's the Tefillah which is the Simon. However, many, many Meforshim disagree with the Shlomo. Chloikas. The Chayi Odom, the Chochma Shloima, Rav Shloima Kluge, and others say, Simona Milsa. Simona is the actual eating of the apple and the honey, the eating of the pomegranates, the eating of the date. It's the eating. And the tefillah is just an attachment, but it's actually the eating of the food, which is the simon. And the Chayi Odom explains in the most fascinating way. Chayi Odom says, it's a bit deep, but he says that the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha, says, Gzeiras Irin, this is quite a holy concept, and I'm going to explain it in a very simple language. The Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha, it's a bit Kabbalistic, but the Ramban calls it Gezeiras Irin. Gezeiras Irin. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Gezeiras Irin. Gezeiras Irin means that all Gezeiras in Shemayim, everything that happens in this world, the Shiroshim are up in the upper worlds. Nothing is just a coincidence. It's Shoirish is in the upper worlds. Any gzeira that happens, that's decreed up there. It starts up there, the shorish is up there, and it comes down to this world. Ramban says, "Ma'ase ovoy simen labonim." As long as the gzeira hasn't come down to this world, you can annul it, you can change it. Once there is even a small particle of the gzeira has started in this world, even bedimyoy ma, then unfortunately, the gzeira cannot be returned. It's for the good or for the bad. It could be a good gzeira or bad gzeira. So he says, the whole master ovois, simen labonim, the ovois did things, for example, vayave Avraham ba'oretz Achshem, Avraham Avinu went in the land of Eretz Yisrael Achshem, because he did that maisa. Once he brought that maisa of conquering Eretz Yisrael, then his children, as Klal Yisrael, will be sure to get to Eretz Yisrael. Vayav Avram Ba'oretz Av Shechem. Avram Avinu had to go to Shechem, and that bringing a Maisik, the Gzeira, in the Olam HaMaisa, even Bedim Yoy Ma, doing something in small, the decree of that Klal Yisrael have the merit to get Eretz Yisrael, was only assured once it had come down in Bedim Yoy Ma, in some sort of form in this world. So by Avram Avinu going through Shechem in Ba'aretz, that assured us to get to Israel. Or for example, Yitzchak Dab, the Be'eros, three pits of water. So those, the first two was for the two Beis HaMikdash, the third one was Rechovos, When the third pit he dug for the water was Rechayvus, there was peace, which is a symbol of the third Beis HaMikdash. So Maaseh Avos Simen Labonim. A little pool in this world, once you do it, good or bad, it becomes confirmed, it's like signed, and you can be assured it's going to happen. Says the Chaya Adam, you do something good in Rosh Hashanah night, a good simen, a sweet apple, sweet honey, remoinim, tamorim, then simon and milsa, you brought down the gzeira to this world, in the oil of Hamaisa, as long as it's up there, it can be changed. But once you do something good, and you confirm it in this world, you do something positive, something happy, something sweet, then it assures you a good year. So simon and milsa is a deep, it's not just eating the apple in honey, it's actually doing a pu'ula of mesikus, and it brings a gzeira of mesikus in this world. That is the shat of the Chaya Adam. So the simonim should never be dealt with in a trivial way. It could actually be the confirmation of our good sweet year. Zchuyos, the rimoin that confirms zchuyos, whatever it may be, niya leroy shaloy lezonov, doing that for Ullah confirms it for the coming year. It's interesting, Tosfos in Avodah Zorah, Daf Hey Amud Beis, says a simon, which to me was, I didn't know this simon. Tosfos Avodah Zorah, Hey Amud Beis, says one should have a festive meal Rosh Hashanah night. Tosfos says, Marbim Besuda Baleil Rosh Hashanah, Suda Yofe, Kedei Lasoi Simen Yofe. And the Rishonim there add, it should be Boso Shomei, fat meat. The whole meal is a Simen Yofe. When it has, it's Yom Tov. You have a Gishmaka meal, Azisa meal, a fat piece of meat, Boso Shomei, Simona Milsa. No one should feel bad having a good festive meal at Yom Tov night. No, on the contrary, Boso Shomei, usually you have a lean piece of meat. It should be a good, fatty, expensive piece of meat. It should be Suda Yofe, and that creates a Simen Yofe. Creates a Simen Yofe, as Eishtet in Tosfos. Shibura says that, you know the Chofetz Chaim is unbelievable. Chofetz Chaim, you can see in the whole Mishnah, because Shibura is a Halacha Sefer. Yeah. It's a Halacha Sefer. The Chofetz Chaim, whenever he has an opportunity to throw in a bit of Musa in the middle of Halacha, you see the Yerushamayim of the Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer. He's right, and really he always puts in like a little piece so when he talks about the Simonim, he says, be careful on Rosh Hashanah, don't get upset, don't get angry, because if we're doing simonim, yes. He said, how much more so, it would be a simon ra, if you're going to get bad tempered, if you're going to get angry, if you're going to be upset, then it's going to be a simon ra. He says, we're looking for good simonim. He said, don't do anything negative. He says, kal v'chayma pshita shalai yichayis v'yamim elu shu simon ra. So that is, in that Hoga, the Chofetz Chaim adds that. As I came in, I heard the shailas of Boi Priya Eitz. I think it's worth mentioning, I don't know whether you've been through it, but there's always this problem that if you're going to make your Boi Priya Eitz on the apple, and you've got dates or pomegranates, so there's a major problem because it's Shiva Saminim. So Shiva Saminim come before any other fruits. So if you put on your table your pomegranates and your dates, and you're making eitz on the apple, which I think most of Klal Yisrael do, one starts off with the apple, dips it in the honey, and shirat chadish and ishtot, so actually you've neglected the shivas haminim, which is halachically quite a major problem. In fact, the Kaf HaChaim says one should make the boi pri'eitz on the tomo. He actually says you should make the boi pri'eitz on the tomo. But I think if we make a survey, I think minhag Klal Yisrael is to make the boi pri'eitz on the apple. Yeah. I think so. Not on the tomo. So Rav Shloimeh Zalman Auerbach in Halicha Shloimeh. Oh, so Rav Shloimeh Zalman says exactly what you're saying. I'll tell you why it's not so poshut. Shloimeh Zalman says, off the table. It mustn't be on the table. When you make the boy creates on the apple, the dates and the remoting have to be off the table. Bit problematic for the second night. If you do simonim on the second night, and then you make shechayon on the second night. The second night, what do you have shechayon? You usually have shechayon on a fruit. Very often from the Shiva Saminim. So then you have to have your date on the table during Kiddush. What you put up for Kiddush and take it off. Not so good because you've made a shechayon on the date, but you haven't yet eaten the date. Really, shechayon is in the eating of the date. So you put the date in front of you during Kiddush, and then you're masalik in Mala Shulchan, and you're really supposed to be making a eight. So this is a bit problematic.
Shechayon on something else. On a baguette. Or a period that's not on the Shiva Saminim.
If you can, yeah. It's not always so practical, if you know it, not always. There is a big limud chus, which I think the minhag ha'olam is to have the fruits on the table. I think people have the apples and the dates on the table. So I saw in the, if you, Rav Shlomo Zalman says to take it off, but there definitely al milis moich, there is in, I think it's the kafachayim. Kafa Chaim says, fascinating thing, he says that Shiva Saminim comes before the other Ho'et. But if it's Choviv, something which is more precious and more pleasurable to you, then our Poiskin there comes before Shiva Saminim. Choviv comes before Shiva Saminim. Therefore, the apple, which having the apple, it's got special chashivas because chakal tapuchim, a pikabola, apple is Klal Yisrael, anim shelot tapuach, chakal tapuchim is the Gan Eden, apple's got it in it, and the apple is, of course, the Mauritian. That's why we take the apple, it's not just an apple, it's not just a sweet apple, there's everything, we know everything is got. So it's choviv, the apple becomes precious because that's the minig Yisrael Torah, we take the apple. Therefore, the Chaviv overrides the Shiva Saminim, and therefore you can make the Ho'et on the apple, even though the Rimoin, that's the Limus Chos of Klal Yisrael, even though the Rimoin is there. There's a Chavivus. There is another Pshat, and to me this was a new Pshat, and it was an absolute eye-opener to me on the Inyan of Simonim. So far, we've said two pshatim. One of them, that it's the tefillah. It's not so much the eating of the simonim. The Shulchan Aruch Kodesh says it's the yirotzen. It's the tefillah, the yirotzen is the main part of it. The Chayei Adam says it's not the tefillah, it's the eating. The eating good, positive things creates a gzeira tov in this world which cannot be turned back. Gzeiras irin. Yeah, we say yirotzen. We ask that the gzeira should be lifted tov. That is the shit of the Chayei Adam. Reb Shloimeh Kluger, in his Chochma Shloimeh on the Shulchan Aruch, says another pshat in Simonim. And again, it just shows you how things which seem just little minhagim are so choshev. One minhag Yisrael Torah. Every anhoga, anything we have as anhoga is. There's the Chochma Shloimeh, Simen Tov Kuf Pei Gimel Tzif Aleph. Hatam b'shas u'b'shulchan aruch lechel dvorim toivim u'mesukim. The reason why shas and shulchan aruch bring the inyan of eating good and sweet things. Eina kavona derech tefillah. He argues with the shlatz, not because of the tefillah. V'ein mokim mit tefillah b'shas achilah. When you eat and you don't, when you daven, you daven. When you eat, you eat. He says, no, you're not supposed to be davening in the middle of eating. No. Ein hakavona derech tefillah. Ein mokim mit tefillah b'shas achila. Rak. In yonai hu bitachon u'be'embuna. Ki mare shehu mamin u'beteach sheyie eloi din toi. Debarosh Hashanah yie ha'odom es sameach va'oymeh. Kol ma she'osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'toivo. U'bozeh yie nepach be'emes le'toivo. Says the Shlomo Kluger, when a person is boteach v'ashem and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what the best is for me. Kol ma de'ovid rachamon le'tavo avid. When you do that, it actually changes the gzeira ra to gzeira toiva. So he says, have confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. Show that you're beteach b'Hashem. Do positive things. Yes, there's pachad adin. But with that pachad adin, you mustn't forget there's a middle bitochon. Pachad adin is a good thing to have fear of the din. But what about bitochon? What about emuna? What about relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness? He says, by having positive moods, you're beteach b'Hashem. And being beteach b'Hashem turns to gzeira toiva, or lekach. Nehai tama, for this reason, nira. It's for this reason, after davening Shacharis on Rosh Hashanah, a person has to walk away confident, happy. I'm sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do the best for me. I tried my best, I davened. I'm going to switch off. I'm going to switch off. And be beteach Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do the best for me. V'yoyimah gamzu l'toiva. V'im oisakeim habiteach b'Hashem koi v'Hashem yachlifu koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns the gzeira. U'lachein mahai tamme toknu lechel macholim toivum u'mesukim v'loyimah aleim kein k'dei shim chas v'sholem nigza lehepach yenepach al yedei amiro zu l'toiva omein kein yirot. Fascinating thing. Person says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the only one who could sort my year out to give me a good year. And I've done my bit, and the rest I'm leaving to you. And I'm happy, sameach, because I have a melech to turn to and relying on you. That bitochon turns the gzeira. And that's the sihilas, that's the simona milsa. So yirotzon, I just want to finish off with the yirotzon. The yirotzon is, Shetachadish aleinu toiva umesuka, shana toiva umesuka. It's a double lashon, shana toiva umesuka, a good year and a sweet year. It's a double lashon. Shetachadish aleinu toiva umesuka. So the pshat, which all the mafoshim say, is that there are things which are sweet, but not necessarily good or healthy. You can have confectionery sweets which are nice and sweet, then umesuka, but not necessarily healthy. You can have toiva, you can have good things, you can have medicine, but not necessarily sweet. So we daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make the year good and sweet. Number one, everything should be letoiva. And number two, the letoiva should be, we should be able to appreciate the mesikas of the Shana Habo.
Didn't contradict.